Trying to do it because I thought you guys couldn't do it. So, anyway, all right, we're already recording, so somebody's gonna love hearing that. So we're ready to go. All right.
Stopped the recording.
You stopped it?
I didn't. Somebody stopped the recording.
Ray, are you recording?
I was talking. I was on mute. I did stop the recording. I can start it back because I knew it would override it.
Okay. Well, I'm still recording. So.
Oh, all right.
Let's go.
All right.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay. Good morning, TNT. It's a very confusing morning, as you guys can see. As a matter of fact, we should have just left it that way because you guys should be that excited today. I mean, that's how good of a day it's going to be, weekend, week, everything else. It's a super fantastic day. Weekend, next week, all the way around. So, I know I sent out a tweet and said that DC would answer all your questions. I'm equivalent. Anything you want to ask him, today is your day. So,
Tony's still full of it, isn't he, Clark?
Yeah. We'll go with that. But, hey, exciting news coming out of Iraq last night, this morning, and even an hour ago. Exciting news from the president on the on TV. If you guys read and follow what he said, and he put it right out there for the whole world to see, if you could understand it. So I think everybody should be happy and excited right now. So DC, you want to explain all that?
Yes. Could you give me 2 minutes? I'm just wrapping up this one thing real quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought it'd take a little longer.
No problem. So guys. Today, you definitely want to ask as many questions as you can. We're going to make this call. It was going to be a short call because we were just going to give you the specific. I mean, it's still going to be an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes or something like that, because we want to hear from you today. Any final questions that you thought you may have, any action items you're thinking about didn't get answered, anything else? Because the biggest thing that DC is going to explain to you is what was in the newspaper there this morning, what was on television there starting at 4 o'clock this morning, what is going on in Iraq right this minute, what we're anticipating in the next couple of hours to happen, what's projected for tomorrow, and then what both the Secretary of Defense and the President of the United States said they expect out of Iraq in the next coming days.
Great.
That could be today. But anyway, all right. Okay, you ready?
They did say in the coming days. Sorry about that, folks. I hope everybody's doing very well this morning. Hope everybody is having a great afternoon, depending on where you're at. We'll just get right into it because the main player is absolutely Iraq right now. So we're just going to walk through all the wonderful things that are going on. So The wonderful thing is since about, what, 5 or 6 o'clock their time this morning, they have been saying, hey, the formal seating of all 32 ministers will be done in the next, quote, few hours, the next coming hours, the next several hours. And that's been going on their screen since early this morning. That's on the TV. That's on the radio. That is on everything, all of their media. And so, therefore, that's pretty blatant, pretty public, pretty out there. There are many, many dignitaries to the tune of, we'll just say, well over 100 different dignitaries from around the world who are already there waiting. And they're not there to enjoy September in Baghdad because, frankly, it's hot. They're there to actually get this thing done. And so, therefore, they're ready. Abadi has been has been very methodical about walking everything through, making sure everybody understands what he plans to do, making sure his ministers fully understand his vision, as well as understand, and not just, it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue in terms of, okay, what do you think needs to happen in your ministry? Okay, great, well, let's add this, let's subtract this, and has been very patient, and everybody who's been dealing with him have been very, very impressed with his actions that he has been doing. And that has been going very, very well. Literally, they are waiting for it to go in. There are several locations that are prepped, ready to go, and we're not going to go into those for security reasons, but they are ready for everybody to show up and start announcing the government, etc. They've announced, even in the Gazette said, digital version of the Gazette, if those Arabic readers want to read it, said in the coming hours, or excuse me, I think it said in the next few, I think, yeah, it's in
no,
coming,
coming
hours.
No, coming hours.
Coming hours, thank you, yeah. They will announce all the seatings of the entire deal. So that's about as public as you get. They're all, I will also tell you, let's just use a little common sense and say that, hey, how many people do you think would show up in the country for the formal seating of a government? a big zero, maybe two, you know, maybe their neighbors or something like that, send an ambassador or some sort of dignitary funky to, you know, shake hands, blood hand, that kind of stuff. How many people do you think would come for a global RV? So to be a part of the biggest financial transaction or the biggest financial action in the history of time. So I would argue that's where my logic goes. And let's see, what else, Tony?
Well, let's go. Yesterday, and I mean, it doesn't matter, so I'm just kidding. We were told it was supposed to take place between the 8 and 10 hour in their county. So we didn't know if that's the 8 and 10 hour a.m. or 8 and 10 hour p.m., right?
Right, that's correct. That's what we were told. And then again, starting early this morning, their time, they've been just going on and on about in the next few hours. I mean, everybody's been doing that. So,
okay. So, 8 and 10, then this morning, 4 or 5, we got in the coming hours. We know that they're going through final review. He sent every document to every party for a last review and signature is what they were doing this morning, right?
Yes,
he didn't want
yes.
Any discrepancy after the announcement. So he's doing
right.
Everything the right way.
And right. What he's doing, and it's a wonderful piece of diplomacy / politics to say, okay, we all talked about this together. We all agreed to this. So I'm going to put these bullet points together, and we're all going to sign right here. And so, therefore, that's a wonderful piece of diplomacy. And that's, again, a wonderful thing to keep everybody tied together, as well as keep everybody leaning in versus leaning out. So that is very much helping the situation and helping, again, credibility and the diplomatic community is just incredibly pleased with what's going on, as well as all the detractors and everybody else are really going, okay, this guy's serious. He's really going to work with everybody. He's really going to do this. I can get behind somebody who's going to make everybody sign on the dotted line. So that's a wonderful thing. Let's see, any more Iraqi politics?
Let's just go. I'm trying to break this down to the bare minimum so they understand.
Sure.
Yesterday we talked about the 9th being a back wall deadline, whatever. We talked about the fact that they said next week their government would be completed. President today even said next week. Secretary of Defense said next week. Iraq said next week. So everybody's looking at the 9th, but they tend to forget that the week starts there today for them. Today is next week.
Correct.
That's when it starts, okay? So I wanted people to understand that next week doesn't necessarily mean it has to go until the 9th. If it does, we can still live with it, but right now. So the only other thing we hear they're waiting for, because there's I'm just going to add to your number and say over 150, so they'll know a little bit closer
there you
how
go.
Many are there. And they're waiting for, they wanted to wait until after the end of the NATO summit, which just ended in the last hour, doing his speech.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting for a few more arrivals, right?
Right, a few more arrivals. There are some people who are at the NATO who would like to be there, and so they're already on their way there.
Okay. So, and guys, we're saying this here on the call because you're Denarians. They're saying something different on TV. They're saying something different over there. But I don't think it hurts for Denarians to know a little bit more than everybody else around the world knows. That's the only reason we're getting this specific. Okay.
Right.
So, okay. All right. I just want to clarify that before you start getting phone calls.
Thank you. I'm the one whose rear end doesn't exist anymore.
All
right. Everything else, let's see, across the pond, you heard, for those who pay attention to the president's deal about ISIS and ISIL, we spent a good deal of time going over the plan for the security side of it. Which is dealing with that, which basically everybody's pledging different parts. U.S. is pledging mainly, air support and lift and kind of transportation. Some are providing troops, others providing SF stuff, some are providing medical. You know, that everybody's basically got together. There's a group of at least 10 different countries who are going to get together to hunt them down. And so that was on there, and it's been the airstrikes have been successful, matched with the Iraqi security forces and Peshmergas, and they have been successful, but they'll be a hell of a lot more successful with a lot more support. So, and anyway, that is going very, very well, and a real issue, or a real problem they're solving. A real issue that a lot of the folks who are physically there in Iraq. All the security forces with all those VIPs in Baghdad makes all the security people rightfully nervous as hell. So they are chomping at the bit to get this thing done. And so they are pushing on everybody to, okay, what can we do after this thing's done so we can get these people out? And so they're very, very nervous to get them out. Just because obviously nobody wants people hurt, especially dignitaries who are there for a wonderful time.
Let me say
again,
this
more
too,
pressure.
To clear up the 8 to 10 and what you just said, because mm-hmm. some people think this still may not happen until tomorrow, right, during the day.
That is right, Fred. That is a possibility.
We just don't think they will keep the dignitaries here that long. They may very well. But then because some are still on the way in the time of day, it may get pushed. Plus, you said they have no clock over there, right, in their culture.
Yeah, and I keep trying to explain to people, when we say, okay, it'll be done by 10, yeah, you know, in the U.S. that means at 10:01 you are late, and why the heck aren't you here, you know, and it's a major, major ordeal. In Arab countries and, frankly, a lot of the world, you know, 10 is a suggested guideline. If we don't show up till 11:30 or 2 in the morning, that's okay, too. You know, it's all right. Everyone's going to get along. So they're not real timely. For those who have spent time in other countries that aren't like that, you know, it's a lot more laid back on timing. And so even their government official events are not exact.
And if you need a comparison here in the U.S., you can compare it to us here stateside and people in Hawaii, huh?
Right.
In fact, clock either.
Right. So I've been trying to explain, you know, kind of this constantly when they say, okay, they'll have it done by 8. I'm always kind of grimace behind the phone, and you're probably going to hear my grimacing like, oh, God, you know, don't hold them to an exact time, please. But Pam had a good comment about, hey, she had some friends, or she was in Hawaii for a vacation, and they kept saying, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll work when we work. We eat when we eat, and it's all going to be relaxed. Take it easy. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. You know, that kind of mentality.
So. Yeah. I went over there, and they made me take my suit off. They're like, we just don't do that over here. So I'm like, okay. Whatever. All right. But anyway, just so everybody understands. All right. We through with our rant?
I think so. I think we're done. U.S. absolutely ready. Just waiting on the starter pistol from Iraq. Everybody's ready. Everybody's leaning forward. A lot of the folks who have been fighting this specifically in the administration, not the boss man, but others in the administration, are now extremely supportive of the situation and very, very helpful in solving a few little minor issues. So thank you, gentlemen and ladies. And the last thing about that we're going to say is that it's still on the everything's prepped for a 2-minute release, basically where it'll be on there, but they're really going to give themselves 15 minutes just to be safe, but it'll be 2 minutes. They're still very much prepped for that.
Okay. Should be last weekend should have been super fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I fully expect this one to be. Now,
yeah.
I mean, between here and Tuesday, guys, so I'm not being specific.
No.
I don't think it's going to be Tuesday. But anyway, between here and Tuesday.
That's going to be a long time to keep that many people
yeah.
in that hot of a place for that long with that big of a security problem. I mean, let's just use a little common sense on that one.
Yep. Okay, we ready?
Let's do it.
All right. 650, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you guys?
Good. How are you
doing? Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Glad to hear the upbeat nature of your conversation today.
Great.
Okay.
So just wanted to check in. You spoke about Plan A, Plan B, 5 windows. Where are we in the windows at this point?
That is a very good question. And bottom line is we're waiting on the in-out. We'll just skip that. Schedule, which is whenever that announcement goes, then we're game on.
Okay, excellent. Also, just want to clarify for the last time, you know,
sure.
Obviously if you look at the ZIM, you know, the ZIM's going to lose some zeros.
Yes.
Do you believe there is any chance that prior to our being able to exchange, that the new exchange rate, that there will be 3 zeros deleted from our currency?
From whose currency?
From Iraqi.
ZIM?
No, Iraqi.
No, I don't. No. One,
wait.
Because they've already exchanged a lot.
Yeah, why'd you bring up the ZIM and then say 3 zeros from the dinar?
I brought it up because there are currencies that are going to experience a redenomination, such as
yes,
that, at
yes.
least as far as we know. And I just wanted to confirm that the dinar is not one of them.
The dinar is not one of them.
Okay, no, it's not one of them. Okay, well, that was my questions for today. And if we have a super fantastic weekend, we've all been with you for a long time, and we sure are looking forward to moving on to the next phase of all our lives. Thank you, Tony.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. 818, good morning. Let me see. I think. 818? Nope.
818 always has issues.
I know, and I don't know why. They dial in every time. I try and give them a chance. But they've been up here for 328 minutes, so I guess they fell asleep.
Oof.
Okay. Today I'm going to go 814. Good morning. Oh.
Tony in D.C.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, very good. I'm excited about what you've had to say, and I'd like to make a comment. Prior to you guys coming on, when Pam and Ray were entertaining us, the topic...
I don't even want to know what that was about. I don't even want to know.
All I'm going to say is, Pam, if you remember, prime rib is very good. That's where I'm going to leave it. Hopefully hopefully she'll get the connection. And as as Ray's text message alert, it sounds like a screechy chicken running for its life before it gets its head cut off. And I don't know why he uses that. It would drive me blooming nuts. But anyway, that's all I have to say about Ray and Pam. And I was glad to hear you both say that in the next coming hours could spill over until tomorrow, because, yes, I agree that Iraqi time is not our time, to say the least.
The great thing is they're not saying in the coming weeks or the coming days. They are saying the coming hours at least.
Right.
Amen to that, Tony. So I guess I really don't have any questions beyond what you have provided. All I can say is everyone has obviously waited for quite a while, and we are all filled with anticipation and excitement. And as Larry the Cable Guy would say, let's get her done.
All right, let's get her done. All right.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you guys for everything. You're the best.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Let's go with 508. Let me see. Hold on a sec. There we go. 508.
Hi. Deepest gratitude. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have had this question for a while. Do the same banks... Hello?
Yep, we're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Do the same banks that we had been hearing about still have the contract rates? And if so, is there one pool for all the contract rates that all the banks will drain together, or does each bank have their own pool to drain?
Ooh, that was a good question.
That is a great question. Okay, our understanding is the contract rates are still there. I'm going to repeat what we've said before. Not everybody's going to get the same contract. One, the same contract rate, and not everybody's going to get the contract rate because there's a finite pool of which they're pulling from. Our understanding is that it still has got a lot in there, but, you know, some folks just aren't going to get to it in time. And that's just, again, we've all known that for a long time, but I just thought I'd repeat it to keep everybody calm in the process. Our understanding is that last I heard, only one bank had it, but all the other banks were actively complaining slash appealing to have access to the contract rate as well. But the other bank was saying, hey, we've done all the heavy lifting. That's what we deserve. Oh, we deserve our percentage fee off of that. So I'm giving you all the information I have just to say that I don't really know the answer at this moment. I just know it was up in the air on there. And you should definitely check back with the main one we've been talking about with, as well as the other ones, to see what they have. They'll either one bank will have it or all the banks will have it.
Wow, thank you for answering that. Also,
sure.
I, you know, maybe this is a little skeptical, but I'm wondering why we believe that the reset is going to happen, or the RV will happen immediately as the new government is announced. If all the countries around the world aren't trusting the Iraqi government, why do they think that, you know, as soon as it's seated, they can be trusted and they'll release it then?
Sure. So part of the reason we kind of explain in detail what's going on with the political process there and what Abadi's doing, what Turkey has done at CBI and what others, Jaberi and Massoum, have been doing in order to be very transparent and very open, is also to prove to the outside world that, yes, just because we had one bad actor doesn't mean the whole nation's a bad actor or that all the nation's politicians are a bad actor. It was just a bad actor like y'all have had. Everybody's, you know, had a couple bad ones. It's just the nature of democracy. And they end up, and so basically what they're doing is being open and honest and making everybody sign is to help prove not just to themselves, but also to prove to the world that they're being transparent and going forward. They also, the world, desperately needs this for a lot of financial reasons, so they want to believe that they're being successful, which is very helpful.
Wait, here's another thing that I don't think you understand. Iraq has wanted to do this. They want their sovereignty. They want to be one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah.
They have actually been prevented, for the most part, from doing this. So
yes.
Nobody's not taking a chance on them. Believe me, they wanted to do it a long time ago, and they've been stopped from doing it.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to sneak in one more question. So the
sure.
The global reset, is it going to happen all at once, or is it going to be in waves and like baskets, how you mentioned at other times?
My understanding is the vast majority will be in at once. And the there may be some adjustments a little later once some things come unfrozen a few days later.
Thank you so much, you
but
guys.
That's a maybe.
You're so eloquent. You have the patience of saints, and we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, I just got to say this part, though.
Uh-oh.
But don't be surprised if you see this happen again in not days, but a couple of months. I just had to throw that out there.
Jesus, Tony.
Don't be surprised.
Okay. Or not everything. Not everything. Just one in particular.
Okay. Okay. All right. 254. 254. See? You can never rely on
Texas
people. Yep. There they go.
Come on. Fort Hood. Help us out here.
They're showing themselves again. Those Texas people. The bus is over here. Come over this way.
Hey. Fort Hood, hello.
Okay. All right. Okay. They're gone. 770. Let me see. If I get the computer that right. There we go. 770. You there?
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Tony, first of all, I do apologize. I didn't get my flowers I wanted to send to you for the funeral. Because I couldn't find that information on the website. I tried, but I couldn't find it. But I will, when I see you in Atlanta, I will put something in your hand. You know, but
well,
my prayers is with you and your family. So please forgive
me. Thank you. We appreciate that. That's good.
You're welcome.
Okay. What's going on today?
And do you really feel like this is it this time? I feel like I've been jumped forever.
Yep, as we have, but there are so many things completed, done, so many, you know, run out of excuses. Announcements are going to be made. Everybody always figured, you know, they're a sovereign nation. They announced this GOI, then they should have their currency reinstated. I mean, there's no reason not to, at that point, reinstate their currency that we can see. And plus...
and plus they're trying to do it.
There you go. And plus the whole NATO deal this weekend had a purpose.
Right. Oh, okay. And what about the 800 numbers? Are those still going to be, we still going to be able to call an 800 number, or they have something else in mind?
I don't know. They give all that information to D.C., they say.
D.C.
Which is to say, ma'am, they don't give it to me. bottom line is the 1-800 numbers we still understand are in play. The call centers are still staffed and ready to take our stuff. They keep changing about how, you know, what the 1-800 numbers for everybody, for all the banks. No, it's just one bank. Okay, we're not going to have them. Now we're going to have them. So our latest, what we have, is that they do have them. They do have call center staff. They do have everybody ready to take that. And that
ready.
They're ready for us.
Now, one more question.
Yes,
are we considered a group as the Denarians or the public?
Oh, that was good.
That's a great question. Real good question. Okay.
Thank you.
So oftentimes what we're referring to as groups, meaning like, and I know it's loosely speaking, so nobody crucify me here, is like the Admiral's group, the General's group, Baker's group, and all these other different groups. They have groups, right? But the a large part of the planning has gone into two different what they call groups. And those groups are basically what we're calling, or Pam Levin.
You there? Wait, you cut out. You cut out after you said Pam.
Uh-oh.
You're good now, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I went into a hole. Sorry, my life, right? So the Denarians are considered by a lot of the planners, they think in kind of Denarians and general public, which is, you know, Joe Blow, who got, you know, like some of my friends who I just gave them some dinar, you know, 5 years ago and said, just put this in your sock drawer and don't do anything till I call you. And so what they are doing is basically dividing us up into groups that way. So a lot of the planning is done via the 250,000 to folks who actively watch and pay attention, and the 4.5 to 5.5 million who don't pay attention at all. And so when they may come on with after this, to kind of follow up with how does this matter to me, is that they could very well say, okay, these 1-800 numbers are for the groups, meaning basically the Denarians and setting that up. So basically, all of us, the 250,000 folks are a group just because we're basically the Denarian group. So I hope, did that make sense? I know it's a bit convoluted.
Let me go a little bit in depth on that.
Please.
We have been advised by powers that be to go in there and take care of ourselves first, then spread the word. So I'm telling you, as a group, because they're going to treat that 4 or 5 million different. They've been laissez-faire. They're going to be laissez-faire with them. You know, go figure it out. Go to the bank. The mad rush is over, and that's the people who've been paying attention the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, they foresee you guys as being the ones who, and not everybody, not even that whole 250,000, but you're going to be part of the ones who get the contract rates, the extra benefits, those things, not that 4 or 5 million who haven't been paying attention. So I'm just telling you, like they told us, you better go get your own first. Then you start telling everybody who didn't want to do what you did.
Okay. There you go.
So you
Thank
understand
you so
that?
Much. Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Now,
thank you. Huh?
You're
you
welcome.
Question?
Have a blessed day, and I'm so glad to talk to y'all again, and thank you so much once again. The whole
okay.
Family.
Thank you, ma'am.
I hope to
okay,
see you in
you.
Atlanta. But
okay. I will be seeing you. Thank
it's
you.
It's all up to Pam. Okay, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut her off. Hold on. Let me see. Anybody want to say something to Pam? I want to hear what they got to say. What did you want to say to Pam?
Pam, please don't leave us out. We've been following you all for the longest. We just couldn't get on the site. So please, we was in a bad accident and everything, but please don't leave us out.
Okay. If you
Remember,
do,
I would never do
my
that.
My phone number
I
down,
would
Pam.
Never, ever do that. Don't listen to those men.
Listen. All right, thank you. Right. Uh-oh, sorry. Okay, 843. You there? Oh, wait a minute. I might have clicked you too many times. 843?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, good afternoon. I've been listening to, obviously, some other stuff. And they're still saying that, you know, some of the laws and stuff still need to be passed, even if the GOI gets announced. And they're really talking about a couple other weeks out because of the fact, almost kind of like the other lady before who said about trust and what have you, they just want to see that, you know, they're up and running steadily and what have you. So you're not under that same impression, huh?
No, sir.
Okay, and for months, we've been saying that. And for months, the last 3-4 months, You don't even see any of that coming up in their conversations. You don't see any of that in their newspaper, their print. You don't see anybody fussing, arguing about any of that because it has already been completed. And we said that a long time ago. So for somebody to think they're going to announce the GOI, you know, today, tomorrow, or Sunday, and Tuesday, never hear anything about it, and all of that just happened in a 24-hour period, and I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about the people who tell you that. You've got to be a complete idiot to think after years and years it didn't get resolved, but as soon as the GOI is announced, it's all going to be instantly resolved, and it didn't happen months ago, weeks ago. They think it's all going to happen that night. I mean, now, really, who does that make sense to? Tell them that. Who does that make sense to?
Doesn't. The last question I have is, again, in regards to the rate, I'm not asking what the rate is, but I've been hearing things on the boards the past couple of days about, you know, coming out slowly at like 1-to-1 and then eventually kind of working its way up to, I mean, the coming out at the international rate at 1-to-1. And so I want to know if you could elaborate on that.
I'll hit it real quick. It's loaded throughout the world right now at above $3 with a Iraq holdup.
We've already explained to you that the cards are being used internationally by people that we know at a rate above $3. And
right.
I think twice we've actually given out the rate, which was above $3.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Again, what you need to do is record that information. I'm telling you guys, see who said it. I mean, get a copy of it because you'll know afterwards when they come out and try and tell you something. Don't listen to anything they have to say from that minute on because they clearly didn't know what they were talking about.
That's
and
finish.
I'd also argue the genesis of a lot of the 1-to-1 and replacement is a translation issue from Arabic to the mainly Arabic to U.S. English translation issues. And that started the whole thing, and, you know, it was one of those minor things created a wave of problem. And if they would have translated earlier on or, frankly, better understood the intent of the documents ahead of time, you know, years and years and years ago, then there wouldn't have been an issue.
Well,
and these things being very diplomatic, I want you guys to know, and being kind, but I've gone through this, and I've just answered this question so many times, and there's so much documentation out there to show you guys. There's not going to be any lock. There's not going to be any 10 cent. There's not going to be any 90 cent. There's not going to be a one-on-one. That they clearly did not understand what was happening here. But,
right.
So maybe I'm just responding.
Well, I've heard that, and I understand that. And so don't shoot the messenger. I mean, I understand, but at
sure.
the same time, from a strategic standpoint, I'm just trying to see, do I rush right to the bank or do I wait a little bit or what do I do? So I'm just trying to figure that out from my perspective. And the last question I have is, you know, just about what they're talking about in the bonds. I don't really fully understand how the bonds come into play, and I just wanted to elaborate on that, and then I'll be done.
Okay. So let's talk about the bonds. So most governments have bonds, right? Because it's cheap money. It's cheap and you don't have to go get authorization to raise taxes, et cetera. So it's a hell of a lot easier to go borrow money than go beg for taxes. And so almost every government's got, you know, U.S. has got, what, 17? You know, everybody else has got quite a bit, 100% of GDP. Those kind of things throughout the West or world. Because Iraq has been in this state of basically flux for so long, and because of the new currency and everything else, what they're doing is they're getting in the bond game as well, just like everybody else. And so how would you, you know, right now they get, what, junk status or something like that because, I mean, the news looks horrible because of ISIS, because of they can't get a government formed, because of all these other things. You got Maliki claiming all sorts of bad things. So right now, in order for somebody to lend Iraq some money, it's going to charge a lot. But let's say all of a sudden it comes about that they have the strongest currency in the world and they're looking real pretty. It just got a lot cheaper to loan money. And it was a lot cheaper to have money cheaply for infrastructure, for social programs, for everything else. And so, therefore, what has to occur before they start looking pretty? The RV. And so, therefore, the RV is what they're waiting on to issue those bonds.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That makes sense to you, sir?
It does. And like I said, okay. I'm trying to put it all together. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you the question before you go, though, because
sure.
I'm getting text messages. Did I confuse the you were asking about the rate for the dinar? Because some people seem to think you were talking about that the ZIM is going to come out one-to-one.
No, I'm not talking about the ZIM. I heard that from an international rate, it was going to start off at like, you know, $1.10 or what have you, and then it was going to kind of gradually float to the 3.71 or whatever the rate is that they have. So from my perspective, all I was trying to do was when they do pull the trigger, you know, I was wondering, you know, I hear that, you know, the international or in country Iraq versus every place else, and that's what I was trying to disseminate. So that's it.
Okay. No. All right. So maybe they're on the board in the chat room. They're talking about something else. Okay. I'll tell you, it's going to come out at an international rate, which is above $3, and that's what's in the system right now. So I'm just telling you guys, and it's going to go up. It's not going to start at $1 and go up, and it's going to go up because the hedge funds, the big finance companies, investors, everybody else is going to jump in at that time, like they have throughout history. Every other country has come out of war, and their currency is revalued, and then we're going to see it go down. So, but I'm also going to caution you guys, don't play that game if you don't know that game, because if you go in at the wrong time, you could lose it all. So, but for those who know it, they're going to have a tremendous opportunity to increase their wealth. So I'm just going to put that out there. Okay, DC?
Yep, I agree with you. It's going to go up and down quite a good amount. And unless you fully appreciate and understand the risk, don't do it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, 908. Let's see if we can get them on here. 908? No 908? Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to 585 here in a minute. 585. Let's see if I can get them on.
There you go.
There you go. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Tony? DC?
Great.
Yeah, great.
If this gets released then this weekend, will there be after hours or 24 hours? Are they just going to wait till Monday before we can go into the bank, or what have you heard on that, or have they told you?
We're laughing because we're both trying to wait each other out right now.
I don't know. You know what? So we know initially when it happened, again, maybe they're going to try and do something leading up to Tuesday in the general public. So we don't really have the final plan, you know, starting out with us. We thought it would be smart, and this is just well, maybe you guys aren't going to like what I say, but I'm going to say it. Anyway, we thought it would be smart for them to let us do what we need to do on Saturday, Sunday, so everybody would know how to go in there, how to react on Monday, if they're going to have us doing something. If they're not, then, you know, they just let it go this weekend. They would probably wait until Monday so they wouldn't have to, you know, do this Sunday. But every day after that, it's supposed to be from 7 in the morning to 11 at night until they get done. I just don't know what day they would start with the public is all I'm going to say.
Right. Are they still looking at 800 numbers or no 800 numbers? If they don't have 800 numbers.
Yeah, but
we
already answered that. He answered that earlier.
Yeah, we understand they have. They're back to 1-800 numbers, and they have call centers staffed to do so.
So if you go into a bank on Monday, and that's when they're going to release it, they're going to tell you to go back and leave, and call the 800 number. Right.
Well, they have pamphlets that were printed out in February, January, February. If you go in there, supposedly they're going to hand you that pamphlet and tell you to call that 800 number.
Okay, last question then. Will they let you go in with just a 25K note and exchange that before you call the 800 number?
Our understanding, that's still the same plan.
Okay, there you go.
That hasn't changed.
There you go. Okay. Thank you all, and looking forward to what we see. Appreciate all the work you've done.
All right, thank you,
sir.
Thank
you.
Okay, my computer's moving awful slow here today. All right, 817. Let me see. 817? 817?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I
yes,
can hear
sir.
You.
I just want to know, either one of y'all can answer this, but in your heart of hearts.
That's a DC question.
Uh-oh.
Are we looking very good to not be in the situation we're in? For instance, like, could this possibly be our last weekend for being broke?
Okay. What I truly believe is that this is our last weekend. Believe that. I told my wife that this morning even. I mean, that's what I very strongly believe. Is it going to go this afternoon? Hell, I have no idea. It's when they finally, you know, do their announcement stuff. Could they wait around till Tuesday to do it? Yeah, they could. Unlikely, but they could. So that's what I believe.
Any quick comment on that, Tony?
Yes. They're telling their people in the coming hours, again, not the coming days, weeks, but, I mean, they could be telling them that 10 o'clock tonight, too, in the coming hours and still meet it. So
right.
I do know the schedule said between the 8th and 10th hour. We knew that yesterday, just didn't know if it was a.m. or p.m. And we still don't know, between 8 and 10 tonight now or 8 and 10 tomorrow morning. But it's supposed to occur during that time. Is what they're telling people and what they put on their schedule. So who
okay,
knows?
Okay.
We know we're close enough that they have a schedule, they have a time, and they're telling people in the coming hours.
So basically what you're saying, they may have these dignitaries there and they may go ahead and announce things, but that doesn't mean that we won't see it before a day or two.
That could very well happen.
That could happen. What I'd also say is, you got a couple hundred journalists there from around the world. You've got a ton of dignitaries there as well. Are they really all there for just telling everybody that, hey, we just heeded our GOI, we just did all these kind of things? No. You know, and also, when you tell that many people, it's going to get out.
Yeah, they can't keep
it secret.
Yeah,
10,000
exactly
people
right.
who love to talk for a living, y'all be quiet.
Yeah.
You don't mind, do you? I mean, all these guys do is talk for a living, so it's going to get out.
Okay, I'm finished with those questions. I want to give about 15, 20 seconds to fill Tony in on a couple of things I've observed. Tony, I have access to a couple of underground Skype sites,
okay.
Skype rooms, and hey, Tony, your name is mud in those Skype rooms. These are Texas Skype rooms. Man, they are mad at you. hey, real quick, check this out. What some of those guys have been saying? That they're so mad at you. I read one guy's post. He said, "Hey, now you know all those buses that Tony's been throwing people under. They're part of a crime scene, and the authorities confiscate all crime." Yeah. And then they said, hey, you know, after a period of time, they have to sell stuff that they confiscate. We can go up to California, buy all those yellow buses, and load a bunch of California people who want to come to Texas. And when they get off the bus, we'll let them off the bus in front of banks, and they'll have signs. You know what they're going to have on the signs.
Well, off to California.
I'm out of here. Y'all take care.
I'll tell you this right now, because you're absolutely right. I'm looking at my morning newspaper, and it says Texas buys another Sacramento corporation. In the last 2 years, they bought at least 9 corporations that were here in Sacramento, moved them to Texas. So,
yep.
You know, you can't trust those people. So you just can't trust them.
Hey, y'all take care.
All right, thanks.
We're coming for the Chargers, too, guys.
Woo!
We'll get them.
Well, you can have the Chargers. And actually, San Antonio was trying to get the Raiders, but, you know, it's not going to happen. And you tell them, I said, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's right. If I got to go buy them myself, it's not going to happen. All right, 214, good morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Great. Let me get you off the speaker. Well, if the Raiders go to San Antonio, they're going to be renamed the Banditos. But
they
anyway,
will not. So get it out your head right now. They will not.
So, hey, I want to kind of follow up on what that one lady brought up earlier about get in there. You were saying get in there first. And for some of us who have like 30 or 40 people, so I'm assuming there's 25,000 people that have 30 or 40 people on a list, do we call all those people? Or you're saying people that are actually listening, go in there, get your cash, and then let your friends go in?
Okay, so DC, you
want to
give them the give them the 30, the 300, or 25, 300?
We'll just say there's a bit of a moral dilemma in terms of what to do with group rates, what to do with group/contract rates, all, everything else. It's a first come, first serve. There's a finite pool. We don't know how big that pool is. We don't know everything, you know, what's going on. But like a lot, I think what you're saying is like you're the kind of go-to guy or contact guy for calling your 30 or 40 friends up and saying, hey, it's done. Let's get this thing over with. Or you're going to try to do, you know, $1 billion or some huge number. Which one is it?
Well, I've heard somebody on the line say she feeds information to 250 people. I have, and I don't have it all on me. I just tell these people what's going on. You know, I told them about the investment and said, if you want to do it, fine. If you do it, I'll keep you informed on what's going on.
Sure.
But if there's 20,000 people that have 30 people, you're talking about 100,000 people right there, or 60,000, whatever the numbers. But the point is, or 600,000 people, like it's a lot of people right out of the, and there's going to be a rush to the bank. So I'm a pig, so I just want to make sure I get through the trial first.
Right. And, Frank, you know, also the way, frankly, you can kind of make that work for yourself is that, like, for example, I've got about 30 or 40 folks myself I've got to go through too. But I've got to, you know, I can give them the instructions that we get, but if I haven't done it, you know, and they say, have you tried it? No.
Right.
Step everybody gets hung. So basically what I'm going to do is call first to get an appointment, and then right after that, I mean seconds after, I'd say, hey, start calling all my friends or texting all my friends and family members to say, okay, call this number, walk through here. It's first come, first serve. I just did it. Go do it now, please.
Right.
You know, and that's how we're going to walk through it.
All right, let me give you guys another scenario. Okay, so mm-hmm. we have 30,000 people on this call. Actually, let me see how many we have. Let me see. And generally, that's what we have. So 25, 30,000 people on our call. They know those people are going to get it, right? Those people even have 10 people each because, we're right here. All right? So have 10 people each, which puts it at 300,000 immediately, which are going to get
right.
the information. So those people should be first because they're actually on the call, right? 30,000 people who listen to our recording by the end of the day. I mean, that's how many people we've gone through. Now, those 300,000 are going to turn to 3 million when? In a day or two, like DC saying, if they're smart, when they tell their people, hey, you guys need to go ahead and do this. I've already got it set up. This is how it's going to work, instead of everybody jamming. They're kind of planning on that, or in our case, telling us this is what you need to do. To make sure you get what you've worked for, you better go do it first. That's all. Because it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So go do that. Then go back and tell everybody who's been laid back waiting for you to open the vault for them or present them with Christmas gifts who, you know, didn't get on the calls, haven't read the information, nothing else. But they're still going to get more than they ever dreamed of in their life, even if they got the street rate. And if they wait a couple of days, they'll get even more than that. So that's how it probably should work. And that's how you guys on the call probably should do it if you're looking. And that's only for the people who are trying to get the contract rate. If you're trying to get the international rate, I guess it doesn't make any difference to you because you're going to get it when you get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then on another thing, is a while ago when you said the bus is over here, Tony, are you sure you're not one of those Texas bus drivers? Because I could have swore I heard that before down here.
Wait, are you from Texas too?
Yes,
yeah, I'm in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is.
I'm in Dallas, so if you come down, please pay me a visit. I'll give you a free bus ride around Dallas. So
the short bus, right?
All right.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm qualified to drive. So, anyway. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. And another thing is what I want to do with the money has kind of been forgotten the last couple of deals.
Great.
Is I hate horses because I've only ridden twice, and, of course, I'm from Texas, but I've been brushed off by a tree, and then I ended up on the bottom of one in San Antonio. But I'm going to buy a place outside of Dallas so we can have inner-city kids come out here. We can have horse therapy for autistic kids.
Nice.
You know, I'd like to do something called Veterans Village where we can support veterans, employ them, helping them help other veterans who have properties or not working or, you know, or deteriorated, maybe have some sort of living quarters. I mean, my dad was in the military, and I appreciate everything that you guys did that served in the military, and it's because of these guys that we have this opportunity and other opportunities as well. But, I mean, there's a ton of things. But anyway, just whatever you guys do, use D.C. and Tony as an example of paying it forward. Give what you can and then give a little bit more. So,
all right, let me understand this, though, because I want to make sure I got this right.
Mm-hmm.
You got thrown off horses twice, nothing but pain, and you want to share that with everybody else? That's your goal?
Yeah, because share the pain. Actually,
yeah.
Tony, I want you to be the first one down on this horse farm.
Okay.
No, I'm just – they don't like me. That's all there is to it. I mean – but, you know, everybody else seems to enjoy them. I'm just not going to get on another one of them. So, anyway.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. I think I skipped over this person. Let me see. 585. Did I do 585?
I don't think so.
I think I skipped over. 585, are you there?
Yeah, Tony, I already asked my question.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks. All right. I need to do 713. Let's see. 713.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
How are you? Hi.
I am blessed to be alive.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you both for everything that you have said and done. Pretty much most of my questions have been answered. I'm just concerned with one thing. If we only get one phone call from you guys, what do you believe you're going to be permitted to tell us?
From what I've been told so far is basically we'll be able to say, hey, goodbye, good luck. Remember basically to pay it forward and be nice to everybody. And then basically look for the information to walk through on the exchanges at these locations, meaning these phone numbers, these pamphlets at banks, or this website.
So you'll be able to give us basically one 1-800 number, which will direct us to whichever bank we choose?
That's what the latest information I got this week.
Okay, and they're still inclining toward cutting you guys off from providing an ongoing several phone call seminar type thing on how to exchange without crowding the banks?
Yes, ma'am. Again, what we were offered to do earlier, and frankly a lot of folks took it up or thought of it as well, was quite simply to say who are the people that have a wide audience that are trusted by folks. And they picked Tony, myself, out, and then about three or four other folks. Said, okay, we can get through to 250,000 people easily through them, the Denarians. And so therefore they were going to do a 7 to 14 day program. Frankly, some of the attorneys who are worried about some issues, as well as maybe some guys who we've rubbed the wrong way, did not care for that and did not really want us doing that. So they basically said, no, we don't want it. So it's gone back and forth between who's kind of who wins or who wins that argument. Now they're back to, hey, we're going to go through a website, a pamphlet, and a 1-800 number. That'll be good enough, and there you go.
Go ahead.
Wait, yeah.
Are you an attorney? I'm sorry. I've got good friends who are an attorney.
No, I am an attorney, and that's so contrary to how I practice law. You know, complicate things?
Well, I mean, you're an attorney. I can, we get all sorts of fun attorney jokes. A lot of my family members are attorneys as well. But, they tend to, especially at a corporate law and a federal level, they tend to be much more risk-averse / libel-averse.
Okay, so let's do this to leave the attorneys out of it and everybody else. Yeah. They just let us do what we do without them bringing somebody on, and we explain things as we know it and see it without them bringing somebody onto our call, leave them out of the equation. They can give us 3-4 days to help you guys walk through this. I mean, we would honestly do that.
Sure.
I hate to see you guys just left hanging out. I think we clear them of any liability because we're just saying, hey, we went through the process. This how it is. This how we understand it. And here's an 800 number to call if you have some more questions. I'm trying to tell them this is how I would do this. But anyway, so it will be clear for them. And then, they don't have any liability. But I had a guy even last year, and I've talked to 3 Wells Fargo CEOs, and my understanding were they were going to do our 4 events with us to give you guys wealth training for those days, and I'm hoping they still do that. Or another bank contacts me and say they want to do it. I don't care, so you guys aren't just left out there in the lurch with all this money, no clue what you're supposed to do next. Because I think that is the worst thing that could happen, in my opinion. Okay.
Well, let me ask this question in regard to that process. Is there a possibility that because the general denarians, let's say the denarians, okay, if the denarians are not given the training that you and Tony have so excellently provided so far, after the RV happens, is there a possibility that because of untrained denarians descending upon the banks, that they would stop the process because they say, oh, there's too many Texans going to the bank and busting us, let me put it that way.
Too many Texans, I heard that.
will they stop the process for issues? The main issues they've concerned with stopping the process is security-related issues, and we understand most of those have been fleshed out. Could they restrict hours? Could they change a process? Absolutely. It's also why Tony and myself and others have said, let us at least be a venue to say, okay, guys, don't freak out about paragraph B, or, hey, you've been a little rough on poor old, Mr. and Miss Teller, and you need to calm it down and if you use a four-letter word, you're going to get kicked. You know, those kind of things that need to, that can definitely smooth over the rough edges of society. And unfortunately, that has not been taken. But again, it's their choice. They're making the decisions on this one, so let's trust that they've got this thought through.
Which they don't.
Well,
because anyway, people will actually respond to a tweet from us a whole lot faster than they will something they post on their website that nobody's ever going to go look at, don't know how to find it throughout the site, and then don't understand it anyway, as they say. So I'm just putting my little, you know, 10 cents.
2 cents out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, my 936 attorney friend and I will volunteer our time at no charge to help with this process if there's any need for attorneys in the process.
Oh, they got some attorneys already.
Oh, I know they do. I know they do, but I bet we can simplify it. That's what we do.
Yeah, there you go.
We cut to the chase.
I bet you can.
There you go.
Thank y'all again so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful RV weekend.
All right. Thank you,
ma'am.
Okay. Let me see here. She said an RV weekend. That's what
I like that.
Me too. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to get to 337. 337, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I heard that if you got less than $5 million, you bring it to the bank, they're going to take your information, and they're going to take your dinar, and they're going to take everything out of your checking account.
Okay. I don't know what you said, but DC, can you answer that?
I got three phone calls at the same time. I'm sorry. My phone just blew up on me. I apologize. Could you repeat yourself, sir? We're sorry about that.
I heard that if you got less than $5 million, you bring it to the bank, you give them that your information, they're going to take your dinar, and they're going to clean out your checking account and keep your dinar.
I've never heard that, sir.
Well, me either, but you know, I've heard everything else from these people on this damn call. I said, you know, it's so stupid, some of the stuff these people are saying. And let me ask you this, Tony.
Oh,
did Pam call you an idiot today?
You know
she
what?
Has, I think.
No, I was going to say, she hasn't today yet, but the day's
well,
not
my,
over.
Okay, my question is this. If she's calling you an idiot and she's listening to what you say, what does that make her?
Oh, there you go. Well, she's probably not. She's probably telling me what to say, tell you the truth. I think you guys should say this.
But I'm in Louisiana, and all my exes live in Texas. But if I stick my head out my window here, I can smell Texas from here.
Woo! Okay, then.
you know what it smells like?
What's that? Money.
Horseshit. I'm kidding.
You get Texas mad at everybody in a minute.
No, I have a lot of friends in Texas. I might move to Texas, as a matter of fact, when I get this done. Anyway, I want you to tell me if you have more than $50 million an hour, okay, how do you do it to be able to cash it all in?
Meaning to keep the caps and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if you go into the bank, you know, and it's in the $50 million limit, okay?
Right.
And you have much more than that. How do you do it to be able to cash it all in at a contract rate?
I can tell you, but DC will be in trouble when we hang up.
Well, you told me you knew, so I want to know.
Well, it depends how you divide it up. And we're going to leave it at that.
Well, I know that. I'm not that dumb.
Well, you were asking.
It's real.
Let me ask you this. If you have a spouse, which I do, and can I take $50 million and she take $50 million and do it that way?
Yeah, because that still equals $100 million. So,
right.
I mean, I think... Well, I don't know. They're going to tell you. But you're on the right track. There are some other options. There is what I would do if I was you guys, I would get on open mic and ask Ray, say, hey, how can I take this money in, period? That was a big hint. I mean, you can't get much bigger than that. That was a big hint. So just do it. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. See, you're the reason why they don't want us to do the call now, because they said, no, because Tony can tell them everything they don't need to do.
And that's exactly right.
That's right. Anyway. We still have the alligators that are in Louisiana now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
So, 719. Hold on a second. There we go. 719.
I'm here. How are you guys?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Well, I'll be better when we get up to Tuesday and nobody can stop it or do anything.
You and me both. So
yeah.
You know what? And that's exactly, there's great news everywhere, but in my mind, I'm just saying Tuesday.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'm not going to stress till Tuesday.
Well, and even if we knew for sure it was going to happen, we could start taking care of bills and making arrangements and stuff like that. You know, and right now you hate to do it because they keep changing it on us. So
yeah.
I have a couple of quick questions. Tony, you've always talked about the first mouse, second mouse, and third mouse, and we've used Who Moved My Cheese in our network marketing business for years. But it's the first mouse gets the trap, the second mouse gets the cheese, and the third mouse gets the cheese factory. You then just said that the rate would go up in a couple of days, or let's say sometime a week or so. Are we better off? And, you know, I'm the one who said I had 250 people that guy commented on, but believe me, they haven't been on the calls. Only the ones who have been on the calls are the ones I'm going to notify before I go to the bank. The rest of them, I'll send an email, and they can treat it the way they've treated everything else when they get around to it. So,
okay, so I'm going to answer your question without you even asking it, first of all.
Okay?
First of all, first mouse, second mouse, third mouse applies. All right? Now, because we know, me and DC just discussed it, that the rate is going to go up. But your options are this. Do you tell them, and you run in there first is what you're going to ask, they wait a couple of days, and by the time they find out about it, it's at a higher rate because it's going to go up. But the cheese factory could be the contract rate. It could be that final rate if they know how to do it, which they probably won't know how to do.
Right.
You have a clear understanding of it because you've been here for years. You know where it should start at. About as high as it should go, because we've discussed it over the years and what other currencies in that region as high as they went, and Dr. Shabibi told you what they could do, the max he felt they could do, so we're not going to go any higher than that, so you should know exactly when.
Well,
now,
and I was just going to send them an email, and I was either going to go in right away or I could wait, so I'm looking at myself and taking care of myself and my husband. So is it better, those of us that are on the call, to call, make an appointment, but don't rush in and be the first mouse, or to try to get part of the contract rate?
Well, see, here's our problem, as DC explained to you. They're trying to get this done in 72 hours, so they really don't want me to tell you what I think. So maybe DC will tell you what he thinks.
Okay, regardless of whatnot, I think the contract rates are going to be the cheese factory. That's just my opinion. Tony's a little different. My opinion is that the cheese factory is a contract rate, at least the ones I've read about and heard about, read text messages about. And frankly, that's really what we get. I'm all out. I'm out. I'm not playing any games. I'm done.
Well, that's what our feeling is. And one last quick question. Tony, you talk about going to Atlanta, and I assume it's to go to one of the dealers there. Why would you do that versus the bank if the dealers are not going to have the contract rate?
Hmm.
To where his reserves are first.
Yeah, but he can, well, that's true. He'd have to pick his reserves up then.
regardless.
Yep. Or you don't want them cashing it out because they'll cash it out. They can cash it out and put it in, you know, precious metals. But if the dealers aren't going to have the rate and the bank is going to have the rate, and let's say it's just Wells Fargo, then are you going there to cash out? Will you use a dealer? And do you think a dealer is going to be able to offer you a deal?
I think, excuse me. Again, I'm not trying to cause a controversy, but the dealer does offer me something that the bank cannot. A future growth strategy there. So there's a reason
right.
for me to go to the dealer.
Okay. And I understand
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Yeah. So not necessarily the cash out there, but as DC said, to pick up reserves, absolutely. Even though we've been telling people don't do reserves anymore, and especially if you can't afford it. But I have a whole different strategy that I'm doing.
Right. So for the average person, those of us that are on the phone, my feeling is that, you know, as I said, the people that are my friends that are invested in this but haven't paid any attention, don't respond when I send update emails, I will send an email and they're on their own. And I've told them, you're on your own. You can get on these calls. I've even sent them the replay number for your calls, that kind of thing, and, you know, I get no comment. So my feeling is my husband and I are going to call. We're going to make our appointment. The last question is, would we use the 800 number if we have a personal banker that we've been using and we can go to, or should we try the 800 number?
I would make my appointment with the 800 number just in case. Then I'd call my personal banker and say, can I come on in?
Okay.
If he says here, then come on in. Okay. But I'd make my appointment first just in case.
Absolutely. Okay. That's a great point, and I appreciate you doing that. And, you know, all I can say is I hope for the people of Iraq. I mean, if the U.S. delays this one more time, I think they're going to lose so much credibility in their citizens' eyes. I mean, just think, if there's 5 or 6 million of us, there's probably 10 million by the time you have people we gave it to that they don't even know about. And so, you know, every one of us, people have things they want to do. I was reading the newspaper today in our little bitty town, the EMS doesn't have enough money to be able to do night shifts. And, you know, for us, when this happens, we could give the EMS, the emergency systems, enough money so they could do the night shift and save lives if anything happens, because we live up in the mountains. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen, and I just pray that the U.S. sees it right and that they let Iraq do what they need to, that they resolve the ISIS issues, and that they can move forward to the regular everyday stuff of making the world a better place.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen,
right. Thank you.
Thank you guys for everything that you've done. And, D.C., I agree with you. You should never have, you know, I agree with you not giving your name because you've got family and everything, but if Pam would send out another picture of you just so that we could make sure that if we ever see you in a lineup, we could point you out, that would be great.
I wish I looked that good.
Don't we all?
I'm going to say, you're going to see him in a lineup in his underwear? Is that what you're talking about?
Somebody sent me a video the other day, and it was, I don't look good naked anymore. All right, listen, guys, thank you, and please, Lord, make it happen. We're ready for it to be over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And, guys, I'm just going to take this time to tell you guys something. You know, we try and answer your questions. I mean, DC, myself, and I'm trying, you know, a little bit of information can be dangerous. And I know it can make people make some powerful mistakes, wrong mistakes, thinking they know everything just because, you know, you didn't know just enough to make them dangerous, or they say just enough to hang themselves. And then if we answer some questions and tell you something but not give you the complete details, I feel like I'm kind of setting you up for failure. Or if you don't really understand what you're getting involved in, I feel like that's not really being fair to you also. And giving you part of what I'm going to do and not the reasons behind why I'm going to do what I'm going to do. At the same token, we know it's not for everybody to go out there and do. Again, because everybody doesn't understand, again, because it would cause a bottleneck in the system at all with everybody trying to do it. And again, if everybody had the exact same plan, it changes the plan. So everybody can't share in that. And it would affect something that the banks and the government have been putting in place for years. It would just totally change everything that they're doing or want to do if we laid that out here for every single person on every call. So hopefully you guys understand that. And it's part of this stuff that, you know, reason why they won't let us do the calls afterward. I mean, if I did their calls, I'd do something different. I mean, because we're here to help.
He'd play ball.
Yeah.
We're there to help people.
That's right.
We're here to help.
But, I mean, it's why they don't want me to do calls afterwards. So, and I understand that, too. I mean, I understand it from their perspective. I certainly would understand it from ours. But the same thing with you guys. When you're trying to talk to those 50 people or 200 people you've been sending those emails to or, you know, giving it a little bit of information, you're not going to have time to educate them on every step or tell them what you learned over the last 3 or 4 years or how they should invest their money or where they should put it at or when they should go at the bank. You're just going to have to let them figure it out. But the only difference between them and you, to me, is you at least tried to find out. You at least participated on the calls, read the information, did that. They're just waiting for somebody to gift them, even though you gave it to them, all, you know, the knowledge, the money, everything else. And I don't think it's going to be fair to you. And I'm warning you right now. I mean, I'm warning you. If you try to do that, you try to give them that much help, when it goes wrong, you will be blamed regardless. How much you try to help them, you will be blamed for it. So I'm telling you that right now. So, okay, DC.
I've had the exact same response many times when I've given folks money and helped them on the same aspects as it's your fault or it's theirs when it's going up, it's yours when it's going down.
Yep. So, Pam said, it's time, and then she said, it's past time. So
good. Bust later.
Okay. So, okay. Parting words? DC?
Parting words are quite simple, and parting words are that we fully expected by the time the constitutional deadline for the fully formed GC are for the fully formed GOIs, which is Tuesday. We believe there are over 100 dignitaries and diplomats in Iraq right now, plus a ton of support staff and a ton of security. They are not just for fun. They're there to witness the reevaluation, and everybody's very ready. We understand that Iraq is taking a very mature process to walk through it. They have been announcing on in their news, in the Gazette, on it's running on the bottom of their TV screens, running in their website on the scroll on the website as well, saying in the next few hours or in the coming hours that the government will be seated, etc. It is the intention of everybody there to believe that the government is about to be seated, and the question is, will they get it done today? Like they're saying on the news, will it take till tomorrow? How long will it take? We just don't know. But we know all 32 ministers are fully vetted and ready to go, and we're very ready. The rest of the world is very eager and supportive of them militarily, as well as very eager for their own gains from the monetary from the RV. So everybody's ready, and pray to God this is the last one, guys.
And they are announcing they have 32 ministers in place, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. They're announcing it, and they said they would be listed in the Gazette tomorrow, supposedly. But, okay, thank you, sir. Pam?
Okay, I wanted to remind you guys to please do not lose your minds when this happens. Take those moments to celebrate and be excited and not be able to sleep and all that stuff, but don't rush into anything. You have time. If you need to ease the pressure, take a note in and exchange one note, and then make your decisions. You guys know what you need to do. You have all the information. Most of you on this call have listened to a lot of our calls
some of you all of our calls or most of our calls. You know what to do. Just take your time, get your professionals, do the right thing. You can't lose.
Okay, Ray?
Yeah, what they said. I'm just looking for this to finally be it. So, I mean, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And let's see what happens.
Oh, man, I forgot it was Friday. Okay, guys. DC gave you all the information. Pam gave you instructions. And Ray gave you the spirit. So let's see what happens. I think we're in the best time that we've ever been. Everything is very transparent as far as they're concerned. They're broadcasting it day and night. So let's let it happen. Don't mean it's going to be in the next couple of hours just because they said that, or in the coming hours. But, you know, between Friday and Tuesday, this party should get started. The nightmare should be over and the dream should begin. So that's what we're looking forward to. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully I will talk to you. Later tonight is not too soon for me, just so everybody to know. I could do it then. You know, if not, throughout the weekend, we'll be ready to go. All right, enjoy your day, guys. Bye.